Welcome to the fairway. This is Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Coming to Detroit Golf Club July 28th through the 31st. Now direct from the Detroit Golf Club, home to the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Here are your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Brian Cairns, Mike Bay, and WJR's own Sean Beligi.
Yes, indeed. We thank the great folks here at the DGC and, of course, our friends with Rocket Mortgage. Well, I tell you what, tournament's going to be here before you know it. The thing I remember about last year, fellas, is it was like the first week of June, and I was like, we got another month to go. And then the next thing you knew, it was the 4th of July, and there we were. Now, this year, just as Mr. Big Voice said, the Rocket Mortgage Classic has moved again last weekend in July, but we're really, really looking forward to it. Mike Fay to my left. Jordan Young is up north, as is BC. They are going to be getting ready for the state pro-am, correct, Jordan?
Yeah, we're up here at the beautiful, the new Highlands. It's probably been 25 years for me, but spectacular day today. No wind, sunny. Spent the whole day on the golf course. It was a really tough day, and can't thank the people enough for everything they do up here at Boyne. It's just amazing, amazing property.
And, of course, joining us as well from up there is BC. BC, what's new with you?
Nothing. We're just cooking some brontosaurus ribs, and I've never seen so much meat on a platter in my life. It's just unbelievable.
It's always about the food for BC.
Yeah, we got, shrimp. We got lobster tails. We have, what else do we have down there? I don't know. It's a lot of meat. A lot of work here.
I'm going to have you guys come over sometime, and the two smokers, I'll put them to work in the backyard. How's that? We'll do that.
For sure.
Mike Fay, you were telling me what a busy week it was for you, huh?
Absolutely.
This game's blowing up. There's no other way to say that. It's blowing up.
Yes, a lot of new golfers, which is a lot of fun.
It is. You had some experiences this week. You told me some breakthroughs.
You know,
I won't mention any particulars, but it's always great when you see somebody improve, huh?
It is. It is so much fun, and watching people hit it up in the air when they've never done it before, and the look on their face. It's fun stuff.
BC had to show the pictures. See, look at there's it. Now he's taunting us. I saw those brontosaurus ribs. Oh, baby. That looks absolutely good. Where do we start this week, fellas? There is so much going on. You know what? I'll ask you first, Jordan, about the state pro-am. We have to talk about LIV. We have to talk about a historic day on the women's side. Obviously, the memorial, but set the stage for us up at the state pro-am, Jordan.
Well, it's going to rain all day tomorrow. Might stop at 11. Hopefully, we'll get two rounds in. It's a two-man best ball, one pro, one am. Supposed to rain all during the night and maybe until 12 or 1. Might get an inch. So I don't know what time BC plays. We're off at 9:40. You play two courses. You play the Heather and the Hills this year. And, it's beautiful today. We'll see what it's like tomorrow. And it's always a fun event. It's a two-man best ball, two-day score. So we'll have at it.
BC, when are you off? When are you going to be teeing off?
11:30, bone dry, and we will not get a drop of rain on us. It'll be perfect tomorrow.
And he's a meteorologist.
No shadowing.
As well.
Shadowing tomorrow.
he's a meteorologist as well. But so many wonderful places. We'll be keeping an eye on the happenings up there. All right. So here's the question. As I was talking to you guys beforehand, Mike, you brought up a great point about the memorial today. Mm-hmm. And the winner. Share with everybody what you saw. I think that's a great point.
Yeah, I think it's something that everyone can learn from, the way that Billy Horschel won today. It wasn't flashy. He just hit it in the middle of the green and two-putted a lot. And, it was nice to see Mr. Nicklaus congratulate him and tell him that he was really proud of him and that he did what he had to do to win. And didn't have to be a hero to win, and that was good.
So is the lesson here, guys, boring golf can be winning golf? Is that a lesson to take from this and what Billy Horschel did today?
Well, I'm going to say, you know, yesterday he lit it up, right? He got stretched out. He had a big lead. You sleep on it. You got to have a game plan and figure out what you're going to do. I mean, easy thing is to say, just go play golf and whatever happens, happens. But, you know, after whatever it's 5 holes, 6 holes, 8 holes, I think he made his first bogey in 50 holes on number 6. You know, and just kind of stretched out a bunch of pars. But, you know, the eagle on 15 certainly helped cool things down, right? I think he bogeyed 17 and cruised on in. I don't know if he won by 3 or 4, but
yeah, 4.
You know, it's always tough to protect the lead. It's almost better to be like tied or one up. I don't know, 3-4 shot lead, especially there. Good for him. Hard worker, bulldog, plays tough. Bulldog in the way he plays. He's a Gator from Florida, but you know, I like the way he plays. He never quits, and he works hard. And yeah, he didn't have his A game, and he came through with the W, and that's a good tournament to win.
BC had to show us not only the view of the barbecue on the table, but I think I saw a tackle box in your view, and that lovely view from your villa. Is that the best way to say it, BC?
My villa, no, a friend of mine's villa. Jordan's been here before. It's like an ocean behind me, but yeah, pretty nice. But yeah, I had to catch a couple perch for a little appetizer here.
And there he goes, just like that. The Wi-Fi there is not too good, though.
Oh, no kidding. Sorry.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Obviously, we have to get into the live because I'm so intrigued to hear from you guys about what has been and what will be.
Shit.
I think the biggest question that we're going to be looking at is how is Mr. Monahan going to respond? It's one thing to talk about what you're going to do, and it's another thing to actually go do it. And so when we come back, I want to ask the guys what they think about some of the names on there and some of the reasoning behind it, including a guy that we're familiar with. Guy Gordon will be joining us, as a matter of fact. Of course, WJR has its own golf tour that we'll be talking about. It's the WJR Pure Michigan Tour. Guy is already been up at Traverse City. We'll ask where he's going to be and how is it going to be this upcoming week. And you can hear that right here on 760 WJR. In the meantime, Mike Fay and I are here at the Detroit Golf Club. Of course, the home for the Rocket Mortgage Classic coming up July 28th through the 31st. And we'll have it covered for you right here on 760 WJR.
Dear Dad, this year we're making Father's Day extra special with the Untucked shirts that you love. Untucked has the styles that'll make your summer great, from wrinkle-free shirts to performance polos and more. They're designed to be worn untucked, so you can always feel sharp even at your most casual. Father's Day is June 19th. If you still need a gift, check out the new summer styles at Untucked.com or one of 80-plus Untucked stores. Use code DAD for 20% off your first purchase. Untucked shirts, designed to be worn untucked. Tucked.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel, because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Are you a college student, or maybe you know someone who is? Well, Shelving.com just opened their 8th annual business scholarship contest. They're awarding 3 deserving students with scholarships. The grand winner will receive $3,000, with $2,000 going to the runner-up and $1,000 to the second runner-up. To be eligible, students must be attending an accredited college or university, or a high school senior enrolled in college. Applicants must be pursuing a major in business or business-related field of study and have a minimum of 2.8 GPA. As a family-owned business, Shelving.com understands the importance of preparing America's youth for the future and aims to do their part in assisting students during their academic journey. Complete the application for Shelving.com's Business Scholarship by August 5th for your chance to win. To apply, visit shelding.com. That's shelding.com.
Listen Thursday, June 9th as Guy Gordon broadcasts live from 3 to 5 p.m. from the Fortress in Frankenmuth. The Fortress encompasses 6,800 yards of formidable play on an 18-hole par 72 course.
Please consider this your personal invitation to join me, Steve Courtney, along with WDIV's Jamie Edmonds for the WJR Sportsbook, Monday nights from 7 to 8, proudly presented by our friends at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Hi, I'm the appliance doctor and host of the Home and Appliance Show, Joe Gannon.
And I'm the show co-host, Donald the Hammer Schuster. And if there's anything I know about Joe, he wants to help you.
For over 40 years, I've been a consumer advocate. And if you have an appliance repair or purchase question, I am here for you.
The doctor is in.
It's the longest running appliance repair show in America.
It's the Home and Appliance Show with Joe Gannon every Sunday morning, 6 to 8.
Superglue the dial to 760 WJR.
Many years ago, I hired the wrong contractor. I was so stressed. I was driving my kids to a soccer game when I heard The Guys for the first time. I went to the InsideOutsideGuys.com as soon as I parked. Since then, we've replaced our roof, furnace, water heater, and finished our basement, all done by the Inside Outside Guys team partners. When I need a contractor or just some advice, I go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com. I only trust The Guys with my home.
The Inside Outside Guys are brought to you in part by Motor City Floors and Coatings.
Hi, it's Paul W. Like many of you, when making a renovation, we want it to look great but also create value. And something that we're doing is getting our basement's concrete floor coated by Motor City Floors and Coatings. The coating system they have is four times stronger than epoxy, making it slip-resistant, easy to clean, and durable. From the basement to the garage to the porch and walkway, they coat it. To go with Michigan's number one and most preferred concrete coating company like we did, visit MotorCityFloorsAndCoatings.com. MotorCityFloorsAndCoatings.com. Powered by Mr. Coatings.
Hitting bombs off the tee. It's Spin on Golf on WJR. Presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Coming to Detroit Golf Club July 28th through the 31st. Once again live from the Detroit Golf Club, home to the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Here are PGA professionals Jordan Young, Brian Cairns, Mike Bay, and WJR's own Sean Bellucci.
Well, that's where we are at, the Detroit Golf Club, and we'll be here taking you all the way up to the Rocket Mortgage Classic, of course, July 28th through the 31st. Brought to you by our friends at Rocket Mortgage Classic. Really appreciate everything they do in helping us put this show on the air, and certainly the great job they do with the tournament. Well, I want to wind all of you up a little bit. Number one, did anything jump out to you? Mike Fay and I, we drove together. We did a little carpooling. It was his turn this week. Next week, I'll be driving. So we were talking about some of the names on LIV, and in particular, the one prominent name. And I guess I'll start with you, Jordan. Anything jump out to you, surprise you about the LIV announcement this week?
Yeah, how hush-hush it was for a lot of the people until all of a sudden, boom, it's all over social media. And then it's like DJ and Usti and Garcia and this guy and that guy. And it's like, okay. And then obviously James Pyatt's on there. And you know, it was interesting how they laid that out. And I'm surprised DJ, but not surprised. I don't know. This is going to evolve over the course of, I think, a year. And it's going to change constantly as to what's going to happen. I'm interested to know what the PGA Tour is going to do.
You got it.
And that's the big elephant in the room. Like, well, I'm going to penalize you. Well, what is it? Like, is it going to be two games? Is it going to be five games? Is it going to be 1 year, 3 year, five? What the heck's it going to be? I don't know. It's just like a bunch of threats right now. And I don't get into all the legalities and all that stuff. But I don't know. BC's got his take. That's just mine. I'm just surprised that we don't know what the deal is.
BC, what jumps out to you?
Well, James came over yesterday afternoon, and we worked for about 3 hours, and you know, some swing stuff and a lot of short game stuff because he's going over to London, and it was great. He's in great spirits. He's really looking forward to it. He's getting paid to play golf, so you know, I really, really, really support what James is doing here. I mean, that's about it. But I really can't comment on, you know, whether I like what the PGA Tour is doing or not doing or whatever, who's doing what. But I support the guy that's playing it, James Byatt, because he's made pretty much all the right decisions so far. His timing is great with the NIL and now the LIV. So, you know, I think he needs another year under his belt of playing professionally to maybe challenge playing the PGA Tour for a living. You know, great opportunity.
BC, that's the way that I feel about this. I mean, whether it be James, whether it be DJ, I don't care who it is. You know, best of luck. I think you're taking a chance. You know that there very well could be some repercussions. To your point, Jordan, I still don't know what Monahan's going to do. I still don't know what the tour is going to do. But you're an adult. This is a decision that if you feel this is best for you, tip of the cap, best of luck. To me, it really comes down to that. The thing with DJ, and I think you touched on this, Jordan, and Mike, you and I were talking about it on the way here. If some of the numbers are true, okay, DJ can do whatever he wants for the rest of his days. If his priority is to take care of Paulina and his budding family, if that money is legitimate, he's taking care of generations of future little Dustin Johnsons and Gretzky's.
Doesn't matter, right?
No.
Well, he can give them all $25 million each, maybe have a couple more kids, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. What did you guys think about Kevin Na's, I guess, preemptive strike?
Resignation.
Yeah. To me, you know what? That was a preemptive strike to me. I don't know if you guys read that the same way. Kind
was
of
that
saying,
a press conference or was that just a statement?
It was his statement. It was all I can see is a thumbs up from BC. It was, okay, this is the way things are. And I understand that things are, you know, I'm probably going to, but you can't tell me where I can go. I mean, I'm paraphrasing here. And so therefore I'm going to say sayonara.
I'm a free agent.
Yeah.
Right. You said it, right?
Yeah. But sayonara for what? Like what if he wants to come back next year? Like, is DJ going to play in the Open next, the US Open, or is USJ going to say, no, you're out? I mean,
well, and that's it, Jordan. That's exactly what he said. He said, I hope one day I can return and, you know, it'd be nice if I can do it in the future. I don't have the exact quote in front of me, so I'm paraphrasing. But, Mike, okay, cool.
Right.
I mean, that's the way that I look at it.
The PGA Tour does not run the U.S. Open, though.
No.
It's run by the USGA. So it's going to be the USGA's call now. I don't know how that whole thing works, but I guess we'll find out pretty soon.
BC, what did you think of the whole situation with Kevin? I mean, it was preemptive to me.
No comment.
Okay. You got that right.
There's
no comment.
There's one. There's two tonight. The over-under on that was 5.5. So we're at 2.
Now the
I support my player.
No, I totally get that. No, totally get that.
Yep.
Yep. Totally get that. I'm going to be intrigued. Do you guys, I guess, Jordan, I'll ask you, do you want to throw something out there in regards to what you think might happen? I mean, are we talking punishment? Are we talking tisk tisk? Great shaming, drawn and quartered? You know, what do you, if you had to venture a guess, what might happen?
I really have no idea. I mean, I'm just thinking it's got to be a 1, 3, or 5 year ban, perhaps. I don't know. I mean, what else is it going to be?
Yeah,
they're not going to ban you for an event. That's a joke. It's going to be 1, 3, or 5 years. Who knows? I don't know what the Champions Tour will do. Well, yeah.
You know,
you got the pension. You got the pension, all that stuff. I really don't know. What's the pension, BC? What's the deal on that?
Can't touch the pension.
Can't touch the pension?
The pension's safe. No, pension's safe. So they're okay. So they can walk. I mean, that's a, anybody leaves the PGA Tour for any reason, they still have a pension. You know, it's like resigning from a regular job. You know, Tom must be resigning. He's getting a 401k from WJR.
Yeah, I just don't know what's going to happen, to be honest with you. But I guess we'll find out soon.
All right, having a little connectivity issue with BC. We'll try to get that figured out to be sure. What's your level of excitement to see how this goes? I mean, is this anything? Is this on your radar at all? I mean, don't we all have to tune in to see how this goes? I mean, whether you're the staunchest PGA guy in the history of mankind or not, to me, it's kind of inconsequential. Don't we all have to kind of tune in, Mike, and
it's
see?
It's going to be a shotgun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And will someone beat Dustin Johnson?
Yeah.
And who will it be? You never know.
Jordan, what about you? I mean, this is can't miss, right?
Yeah, I mean, heck, I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to get the connector from downstairs 1-4 off the balcony. That's my priority right now. I mean, unfortunately, that sucker dropped through my balcony to the balcony below. I have no idea how I'm going to get that, but it's I can see it down there. But, yeah, sorry, man.
BC, is that something that you're interested in tuning into? I mean, your level of interest would be what?
For?
The LIV, the tournament next week.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to turn into it because you got a team game. And I think it's going to be a different twist on golf, which has anything been done different in golf and since 1968 or 1970, whenever the tour separated? No, I don't think so. It was great seeing the LPGA Tour first $1 million winner today. It's about time. So I think we got to get on with this and time for somebody to pull their head out of their butt. That's all I can say.
I don't know if we have time for a question, but probably not. I'll wait for after the break, guys.
All right. Guy Gordon is going to be joining us after this break. Tell us a little bit about the WGAR Pure Michigan Golf Tour that already started. If you listen to Guy's show 3 to 5 here every Monday through Friday on 760 WJR. He was already up in Traverse City. He'll tell us where he's going to be this week. We do have to talk about that historic and more ways than one LPGA tour as well. Don't you go anywhere. We are live, Mike Fay and I, from the DGC, home of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, right here on 760 WJR.
Putting another birdie on the card, it's Spin on Golf on WJR. Presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Coming to Detroit Golf Club July 28th through the 31st. Once again live from the Detroit Golf Club, home to the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Here are PGA professionals Jordan Young, Brian Cairns, Mike Fay, and WJR's own Sean Baligi.
Well, this is one of those days out at the DGC where we have been joking for a few weeks now to Jeff Marcero, the fine architect behind this, thanks to our friends at Rocket Mortgage Classic and the DGC, that, you know, it might be in our best interest to do two-hour shows. And there's so much going on right now. We've got about 25 minutes left in the show, but there's so much going on right now that, yeah, you almost wish that you had a couple hours. There's no doubt about that. One of the things going on right now is a guy that I'm sure you heard of. He's on the air here on 760 WJR every Monday through Friday from 3 to 5. Guy Gordon is a part of the WJR Pure Michigan Golf Tour, 17th annual Pure Michigan Golf Tour, and he joins us now from parts unknown. I can't wait to hear where Guy has been and where he is going. Guy, always a pleasure. How are you, my friend?
First of all, it's not pure when I'm on it, just so you know.
Me Gordon.
All purity leaves. It's a rather impure tour. No, we're here live from Mountain Town Station in beautiful downtown Mount Pleasant, which is my home for 4 years.
Outstanding. Now, this started, again, for the benefit of people out there that aren't aware, 17th WJR Golf Tour. But you guys already started. You were out in Traverse City on Friday. How did that go, Guy?
We started with the Wolverine, beautiful weather out there, had a great chat with the folks that are, I mean, the golf economy is about as hot as any sector of the Michigan economy right now. And that's great news for a lot of courses, a lot of resorts that might have been, you know, coming out of 2009, 2010, borderline surviving. And now they are thriving, and probably we're looking at greens fees that are up maybe between 60 and 90% over the past few years. And they're taking full advantage of the fact that demand has never been greater. And it was a $4.5 billion business to start with.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, BC.
Well, I would say that to start that big industry increase, you know, our illustrious governor, since we can talk about that on conservative talk radio, cut back the Pure Michigan campaign, certainly didn't help our standards. But thank God COVID happened and it did budge up our economy in the golf department. Right, Mr. Gordon?
It did. The only problem is, and what we've heard, but it's been compensated for in other ways, is that I think we lost somewhere in the neighborhood of 20% of our out-of-state golfers because they were from Canada. And those COVID restrictions that I know you are so fond of, BC, kept them from coming across the border. Mm-hmm. And, well, there were restrictions on both sides, but they're back. And they think that it's going to be a super season, and we'll see a lot of our Canadian friends that we've been missing for the past 2 years.
BC, you love Canadians. Come on. You've never said a bad thing about a Canadian. Yeah.
I have no problem with the Canadians. The restrictions were a sham. But that's for another show.
We won't go on to their government right now.
We can do that from 3 to 5 any afternoon you want to, BC.
Gladly.
I just know that Mike Parsons will have his finger on the dump button and we'll be fine.
Wouldn't be the first time tonight.
No, I know.
We've been dumping a few times already tonight,
Guy. Anybody find Jordan's charger, by the way? Guy Gordon kindly joining us, of course, host of the Guy Gordon Show right here on 760 WJR. All right, Guy, take us through the list. You're up in your own stomping grounds up in Mount Pleasant. Where are you guys going to be playing tomorrow?
So this afternoon we played Bucks Run, which is a wonderful course just northeast of town, not far from Soaring Eagle Casino. One of the best values that you can experience here in the Central Michigan area for sure. And you know, they're seeing boom times. It was pouring rain most of the afternoon, and there was no let up in the number of golfers out on that course. And they had a couple big tours come in, so they're in tall cotton there. We're going to be going and playing the Polecat tomorrow. And we're hoping to play with Dan Pohl. And that'll be exciting. Dan and I have a lot of mutual friends over at Canadian Lakes, and so that should be fun. After that, we're going to go up to Otsego Club, play there just outside Gaylord. We're also hopefully going to be connecting with some folks that can tell us how we can help those in Gaylord that are still recovering from that horrible tornado, 3 weeks ago. And we saw the damage on the way up. And, I mean, it what happened to that trailer park was just – catastrophic, and the retail west of town still struggling. All the resorts are open for business. We want to make sure that people know that the golf courses are still doing great business, but they've got some tough times to get some residents back on their feet. And then we're headed off to Bay Harbor, going to play Lynx and Quarry, which of course Mr. Cairns and I have on an annual basis now, 2 years running, absolutely murdered. I think we were leaders in the clubhouse when it started storming last year, weren't we, Brian? Or we were close?
Yeah, well, there was one other guy, a Mr. Phil Knight from L.A., Lower Alabama, that went out and played with me in the afternoon. It was absolutely beautiful. But anyway, yeah, we will again conquer the Query and the Lynx.
We also played with the late, great Frank Beckman on that day, and it was the last round I played with him, and I was so happy that we had that last opportunity to play. And it was, as always with Frank, he was way too much fun. And so we're going to be playing there, and then we're going to be playing the Fortress before we come home and head to DGC and hang with you guys and talk about the Rocket Mortgage Classic.
The big question though is reports say that Mr. Marcero has an upper body injury. They're not telling us what.
Yes.
They're trying to keep it quiet. But let how me is just, he doing?
Let me just tell you about that. First of all, he has some kind of witch's brew in a bottle that I think it comes from
Do
a
you have
budded,
to rub it on him? Or
a budded that... plant. No. And let me also say that the money that he took off Steve Courtney a couple of days ago is now in my pocket. So wow. I'm sorry. I show no mercy for upper body injuries or any other injuries for that matter.
Wow.
I tell you what, we play with him at the Fortress, and Jeff was struggling. That upper body injury it was bad. Poor Jeff.
I've
you know,
struggled
but
with back
you know what? If you could take
years.
Jeff's money, jump in.
Yeah. No, I have total sympathy because I've done that before. I just wish I had invited my chiropractor to come along because he could fix Jeff in two cracks. He's you know, this medicinal stuff that they have now is pretty great. And if I could just keep Jeff from drinking it, it would probably do great things for his back.
Well, tell that waiter that keeps popping in the picture, steak bites heal. Get some steak bites for Jeff. And I'm a big fan of steak bites as for medicinal purposes. We were just talking about it. Guy Gordon again joining us here, 760 WJR. Of course, you can hear the Guy Gordon Show Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 on the 17th WJR Golf Tour. You guys are going to be at the DGC. That's where we are right now. Guy, it's going to be here before we know it. It really has become, in a short amount of time, one of those destination moments for everybody. When's the weekend? This year it's late July, but boy, it's really made its mark on not just the golf community, but the entire community over the last few years.
Well, I think that's the most important thing for all the optimism that we have in Detroit and all of the great things we saw pre-pandemic and now a lot of the nightlife coming back post-pandemic. This is such a great point of pride. And the crowd that comes is unlike any crowd I think I've seen. It is incredibly diverse. It is totally different than any golf tournament that you might attend. It is, and it's a real point of pride for the city of Detroit. And I mean, can't say enough about the folks at Rocket Mortgage for bringing it the way they have. And just for impressing the PGA the way they have with their ability to throw a great event.
Mm-hmm. Great stuff. Guy, we will be listening once again. Guy Gordon Show 3 to 5, the 2022 WJR Pure Michigan Golf Tour. Guy in Mount Pleasant tomorrow. The Gaylord Golf Mecca Tuesday, Boyne Wednesday, Frankenmuth on Thursday, and then right here at the DGC on Friday. Make sure you give a listen. You should listen anyway, but certainly give Guy a listen 3 to 5 Monday through Friday here on 760 WJR. Enjoy your meal. Enjoy that medicine as well. Guy, we look forward to hearing some of the fun you're going to have.
And would you please tell Steve Courtney that Jeff Marcero needs more cash, please?
They've got ATMs up there in the north. I know that. Yeah.
I know, Jordan. I'm going to make sure that he hits them before we tee it up tomorrow with Mr. Pohl.
Yeah, make sure cash up front.
Yeah, I may need to go to the Brian Cares intensive care unit for my driver here.
Guy Gordon, ladies
gentlemen,
and gentlemen,
be well. We'll see you tomorrow at 3.
All right, take care, Guy Gordon. 3 to 5, right here, 760 WJR. Final segment of the show. So much to do. Don't go anywhere from the DGC on 760 WJR.
Tee time. It's Spin on Golf on WJR, presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic, coming to Detroit Golf Club July 28th through the 31st. Once again, live from the Detroit Golf Club, home to the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Here are PGA professionals Jordan Young, Brian Cairns, Mike Fay, and WJR's own Sean Baligi.
Always want to give thanks to Mr. Rieger and Mr. Parsons back at the WJR studios. These guys deserve combat pay for putting up
with us.
I mean, there's no other way to say that. So thank you very, very much. As I mentioned, historic day in the LPGA today, their U.S. Open, for a couple of reasons. BC touched on one of them earlier, but Mike Fay, go.
Yes, Southern Pines, the LPGA scoring leader for the season, won the U.S. Open, so her second major major championship victory. Minjee Lee from Australia. She shot a final round 71 for 13 under par and the lowest score in U.S. Open women's history.
Unbelievable.
She won by 4 shots today. Pretty good stuff.
And as BC brought up earlier, how about a million?
Over $1 million bucks.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, $10 million purse.
It's great for the game. Period. End of story.
The game here. We've got one of the players, if any of you were watching the women's amateur out of Augusta, you probably saw one, Ingrid Lindblad, who was very close to the lead from LSU. She was tied for fourth. She's an amateur, and she was tied for fourth going into today. She finished tied 11th, and she and let's see here, Rosie Zenger going to be the future of the LPGA Tour. Those two,
yeah, top 15 in ties. That par on the last hole, top 15 ties come back next year, no matter what your status is. That was huge. Good for her.
It was awesome stuff.
All right, get your thoughts on the Hideki DQ in just a moment. I'll be asking you guys about that. But, Jordan, breaking news here on Spin on Golf. Is there success where you're at? You had that look of success.
There was movement down below, and I think she is actually coming to the door, so I have it returned. It just takes an hour of the show, and people are taking care of me everywhere around here. It's unbelievable at Boyne. I even got people bringing up a wedge from, I forgot, at Fox Hills the other day. Somebody turned it into the clubhouse. Brandon Cerro and his buddy, his partner, picked it up for me. They're driving it up for me. I mean, I got people taking care of me like I'm BC. It's unbelievable.
Oh.
Look, I'll bring it over here. I got to show these guys.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Now, hopefully I don't drop it again. Thank you. Look at that.
Right there. It's a dingle dangle. It's a dingle dangle.
Yeah. Thank you. My partner. Joey Stimac. Awesome.
All right, Hideki, go. Who wants to go first?
Don't paint your face.
How does the caddy not see that? Take it out. Come on. That's ridiculous.
Don't. Come on, Woozy. How many clubs you got in your bag?
Seriously, how do you not have – how do you have that on your face?
Don't paint your face.
I don't know. Brain fade.
Is that the best way to describe it? Brain fade. Really? Marty McSorley,
right,
Jordan? Is that a Marty McSorley moment?
Like, no, McSorley hit the guy in the head. No.
McSorley, no, I'm talking about the illegal stick. Oh. The illegal stick. Is that just like a, come on. I know better than that.
Yeah, you should know better. And he hit it on the first hole. It's like, oh, crap, I just hit it on the first hole. Like, he's got to know that's probably not right.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know. You just can't put – it's like putting grease on the face. You can't put grease on the face. So for all those guys that don't want to slice it, put a little Carmax on the face. That's like putting the grease on there. Ball drives real straight if you got a curving golf ball. Don't tell your friends, though.
They'll probably go straight right for those people.
Boom! Just boom! Yep.
All right. Anything else we want to hit on before we get to the POW?
Yes.
Like I said, we're trying to cram everything.
Sure. Champions Tour, Principal Charity Classic in Des Moines, Iowa. Jerry Kelly was victor. Once again, Stephen Alker tied third with the ageless Bernhard Langer.
Good for him. What is that?
That was a great course.
Wakanda's a cool place.
Wakanda's awesome.
No kidding. Good for him.
Des Moines, Iowa.
Like to see that. I mean, seriously, I'm going to fact check myself right now, but I believe that Langer is, 64 years old?
Let's see if I can find it.
My goodness gracious, 64 he is. Good for him. Love seeing that.
Killing it.
Yeah.
Best golf story of all time. Nothing compares to this golf story. Nothing. Been playing a professional tour since he was 18 years old. Who plays professionally for that long? It's unbelievable what this guy's done to the game of golf.
Well, some guys do it, but not as well as he's done it.
No.
That's crazy. I mean, you're talking 46 years. That's insane.
A professional tour.
Yes. Oh my goodness gracious. All right, POW.
I'm going to do this calmly. As quietly as I can, as I look at the sunset over the Great Lake of Michigan. For all those people who don't know what the heck's going on with this LIV tour, they should just shut their mouths. Shut up. Read about it first. Understand it. Don't jump to conclusions. Don't call anybody any names. Read about it. These people are just trying to play golf for a living. They want to win. It's not that they're running to the money. They want to win, and this is their best chance to provide for their families and or to give back to the game of golf eventually through foundations. That's all I have to say. It's really aggravating to hear the media and everybody just treat these players the way they are. It's too bad because they're just trying to live their lives like we are. That's all I have to say.
Well said. I'm not going to argue with that in any way, shape, or form. If an opportunity is there for you to better your life or better the life of others, who am I to stand in your way? I think there's been a lot of that going around.
I'm just so glad that I took the under plus 170 on points bet, that the no comment. It was 5.5. I took the under, and I think there's only, and I think we're at the expiration time on the show, and I think I cashed in. Thanks, BC.
Yeah, I had to. No problem. Yeah, the wink, wink was on, so we got it done.
No, this is official.
All right, Jordan, you got anything?
No, I don't have anybody. I'll nominate Evander Kane just for hitting his buddy Kadri in the back there on the boards, but you know, that's all. I guess Hideki's caddy. You got to pick up on that. Punk of the week.
Costume. That's pretty important. How can you mess that?
There's a lot of things caddies do for guys, and they're gems. Like, they do everything. Heck, I've caddied for BC two times at a major. It's not easy, and BC's not difficult. I mean, well, he is, but he wasn't with me, which is nice. but those guys do so much for their players. But man, that one was important.
All right, can I? I'm gonna ask the dumb question. I mean, that's why I'm here. But what does that? They said it was basically whiteout. What does that do on the face of the club?
You can't put a substance on the face of the golf club.
Yes.
And it was deemed a substance, a foreign substance. Doesn't matter if it's cream, CBD, whiteout. I don't even think you can put marker. Like, you can't put a marker on it either. So no. That's it. It helps aim, or it's an assistance in some way, shape, or form. And, I mean, you can read the rule. I'm not a rules expert, but that's kind of what it is.
It kind of looked like we were painting the face again because the paint was coming off and we didn't finish the job.
Yeah.
It was a sloppy job. It was a very sloppy job.
You know what I mean? That's what it looked like to me. Someone didn't finish the job and someone's going to be.
It looked like me in paint between the lines in preschool. I mean, it was just a mess. come on. You know,
actually, it looks like your handwriting.
Yeah, but I don't have handwriting. I don't write.
Yeah. Oh, that is outstanding. Well, we are it's going to be a busy next month, no doubt about that. We have another major to look forward to that's going
to
be
off to the U.S. Open next week.
And then, hey, guys, we're going to all be out here. I think we're all going to be out here that last weekend in July for this outstanding tournament here at the DGC. And looking forward to it. As we were talking about with Guy Gordon earlier, it has quickly become one of those destination places, not just for the golf people, but people in general. Good luck to you boys tomorrow. Have a great barbecue tonight. Jordan, I'm glad you got success as well. Mike Fay, good luck to you. I know how busy you've been, my friend. For Dave Rieger and Mike Parsons, my name is Sean Belegian, saying thanks for listening to Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR. Good night, everybody.